His career has been both diverse and brilliant, with sold-out comedy tours, sold-out Broadway shows, critically acclaimed TV series, and now something new, a studio album called Apart Together. Tim Minchin, good morning.
G'day, Damon. How are you?
Doing really well, mate. Congratulations on the new record. A lot of people will be surprised that Apart Together is a debut studio album because, of course, there's been live albums released of performances before. Yeah. Are you always seeking that next creative challenge?
I definitely am. I'm kind of a variety addict, partly just because I love doing different things, and I'm completely stoked that I can, that I've ended up in a position where I can. And and partly, I suppose, it's like ego, like maybe I can do this as well. But in terms of a studio album, like all those live DVDs and stuff, I love performing live, and I understand the sense behind capturing them and selling them. But that's, I can't watch them. Those live concerts are meant to be consumed live,
sure.
and the recording, the capture of them is always a kind of compromise. Whereas this album, and actually the streaming version of it that's actually up now for 48 hours, is I'm really proud of, because it's properly we've had the time and the resources to work on it, make it sound and look really great.
In this context, then, how do you go listening back to yourself and reviewing your performance?
It's been a long journey for me to get over my self-loathing, you know.
Sure.
And I don't think that's uncommon. I mean, I find it very hard to watch myself and listen to myself, as everyone who's ever, you know, listened back to their answering machine message knows. It's a bit of a weird one.
Yeah.
But this, again, this album's been a real moment for me in terms of my... I'm cool with it. I like this record. I've worked with this incredible producer, Daniel Denham, who didn't give up on finding the best microphone for my voice and the best, you know, production for my songs. And it's a weird record. It's not very much like a lot of what's being put out at the moment. The songs are like storytelling songs, and they're very richly produced with strings and instrumentation, you know, in an era where so much is electronic and sample driven. And it feels like a true representation of where I've got to after all these years of doing other stuff.
As an artist, are you in a constant battle against being pigeonholed, whether it's your Cardinal Pell song or your Sense of Humour or Matilda for the Broadway fans? Like, are people always coming at you from one particular angle?
Yeah, I'm very lucky because I've got a sort of a kind of critical mass of fans who like me because
you've done
when
so
they
much.
Follow me, they get to see different things, but... You know, in America, if I get stopped on the street, it's likely to be because of Californication,
of course,
or even weirdly my university speech that went a bit viral. Like people go, "You're that guy from that university," you know.
Of all the things you've done, it's one speech that carries.
Right? Yeah, that speech I wrote in 2 days. But then, of course, in the conservative side of Australia, I'm just known as that foul-mouthed bigot who dared to be mean to Cardinal Pell, who's a perfectly innocent, wonderful man. And every now and then I stumble onto that side of the internet, and it's really shocking to me. I mean, I'm happy, you know, I know when you serve a bit of criticism, you're going to get criticism back. I'm cool with that. But I sometimes forget that there's this kind of whole population of people who literally think that's all I've done is that song and a marriage equality song. They don't have any idea that I've done that I've written Broadway musicals and stuff. So in trying to answer your question in less than 1,000 words, I do try to avoid being pigeonholed as much as I can, and it's going okay.
Do you find it difficult not to engage with that online? You know, if you do,
yeah, almost impossible.
Right, exactly. Like that you know, that compelling nature that, you know, you just no, that's wrong, and this is why.
That's right, and I'm always polite, and sometimes that's hard, but I, for many years, have never been abusive. I don't think so anyway, but I do want to just correct the factual stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I find it very hard for someone to say, this guy's only ever, you know, all he does is hate, and I want to go, can I please just post the link to my... charity stuff, or you know, like anything, you know, like I, but it's pathetic, right? I shouldn't need to do that, but it's human nature, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be too many people listening that wouldn't feel the same in that exact situation. Well, speaking of Tim Minchin, his new record, Apart Together, is out today. Tim, with this release, it certainly reveals, at least from the outside, a lot more vulnerability than your previous projects. Is losing that shield of humour and making jokes, is that freedom or is it confronting?
That's a very good question, Damon. It was a little tough to... My insecurity about it was more like, what do I have to say that is relatable, given that I've had such a strange adulthood, a bit of a strange journey in the last 15 years. Even that I'm in a relationship with a person I've been with since I was 17, even the fact that I don't really have a lot of heartbreak and breakups and stuff to write about, the sort of things that people write about in pop records. And I've got these teenage kids and I've moved around a lot, and I was worried it wouldn't be relatable, but I'm not worried about that anymore. In fact, I think it kind of worked out really well in that way. I'm not so worried about people. It is weird to have spent so long sort of being ironic and treating my own musicality with contempt and then to say, actually, take me seriously. But remember, I have written Groundhog Day, which is an entire musical about depression and meaning and Matilda. And I'm actually known as much for When I Grow Up or Not Perfect or White Wine in the Sun as I am for, you know, Prejudice or Inflatable You. So I stopped worrying about it pretty quickly.
White Wine of the Sun was certainly that point where people said, okay, there is that serious nature here. And, you know, you performed at Adelaide Festival, the opening earlier this year, which seems a lifetime ago.
Oh, my God, how can that be this year?
Right.
And, sorry, that's such a cliche. But
no, absolutely. I think we all feel that way. And near the end of your set, you played a song which features on this record, I'll Take Lonely Tonight. And well, given it's your song, you could probably explain this a little better than me. It's a song about resisting compelling temptation. It's raw and it's true, but still many people, even at this gig, were just waiting for that punchline that never came.
Yeah. I guess it's taken me a long time, but I have, you know, it took me a long time even to really allow myself to think that I could be a musician. You know, I'd written a lot of music for theatre and stuff before I started going, oh, maybe I can really do this for a living. The way I was brought up was not to, I never thought I had a right to be an artist, you know. And I've been a long journey towards going to trusting my craft enough to just let it do its job. And things like I'll Take Lonely Tonight and this album in general, I'm actually really at peace with it now. I think it's a really nice record and I think people will enjoy it. And if they don't, that's fine. I can go listen to something else. You know, I'm not trying to convince the world that this is for everyone or anything. But I do trust my turn of phrase. Musically and lyrically, I now have got to a point in my life at 45 that I trust that my turn of phrase can hold up the ideas I'm trying to talk about, you know. And That sounds weird, but that's all I care about. You know, I think it's my songwriting is my own, and it's a good version of itself.
It's the opposite of a midlife crisis.
Yeah, that's right. It's a midlife revelation. Although the whole album does reek a little bit of a middle class man facing the potential of his own demise.
Now, last night we saw the stream go up of you and your band, a live performance of the new record, which is fantastic. Yeah. You can still get this for the next 36 hours. Was it great to just get together and have that live energy going?
It really was. And it started as a small idea. My record label said, why don't you come into BMG and play some songs and we'll stream it? And then, of course, typical of me and my team, it sort of grew and grew and grew. So now it's a 15-piece band, a string section with, you know, 12 cameras or 6 cameras twice in a studio. And it's actually come up really well and just so much, as I mentioned, so much better than my live DVDs and stuff, because you actually, it's made to be watched on a screen, and it's really intimate feeling. We really wanted to make something where people all around the world who like my stuff, who are locked in, which now includes South Australians, unfortunately, can feel like, in the absence of live theatre, that they're, rather than trying to make a streaming concert that makes you feel like you're in a theatre, because you can't do that, you can't recreate that atmosphere, we've tried to make it feel like you're in a rehearsal room with us, that the whole band's set up in a circle and the cameras are right inside it. And people have reacted to it really, really strongly. And the songs are interspersed with like little monologues I wrote just in the 2 days before we recorded it.
Right. Yeah.
Just sort of reflecting on the year and stuff. So you can still get it for 36 hours. You have to buy a ticket. This is the new
model. Of course. No, that's right. You got to support artists.
They're not too expensive. And my mission this year has been just to try and keep creating work and trying to keep employing people. You know.
And I like the fact that you made the use of the fact that Ben Folds can't get out of the country.
Yeah, Ben's stuck here, stuck and in love with an Aussie, and he's a huge hero of mine, and I'm very lucky because he's sort of become a friend, and he very graciously came and bashed a piano with me. So that's really huge for me.
If you want to check it out, timminchin.com's got all the links. The new album is called Apart Together. It's brilliant, as is your body of work. Tim Minchin, it's been a pleasure spending the morning with you, mate.
I briefly thought you were going to say, as is my body, and I was just so happy for a second there, Damon. I really appreciate it. Maybe you could edit out of work, just for me.
Mate, if you've asked, we will deliver. Tim Minchin, thank you so much.
Cheers, Damon.